This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, as always, great to be chatting to you in our Hot Tech segment. I hope you're well this afternoon.
I'm well too. I'm well, and hope you are too. The King Solomon reference earlier. Yeah, there's a cool pop song based on that too. I don't know if you've
by
the Birds. Called Turn, Turn, Turn. Yeah, cool song.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind and look that up this evening. Something I've also been looking forward to pretty much for the last 2 hours is the story of yours. And I'm just wondering if you're going to cause a gender war or something. These are the real worst drivers in South Africa. You're going to disclose it here. Or I'm kind of apprehensive. Where are you going with that?
I think they break it down by men and women and stuff, but that's not the thing that had people up in arms.
Okay.
It was that they broke it down by car model. and then the Department of Transport went and basically ran with a messaging that Volkswagen Polo drivers are the worst in the country.
Oh, no.
But what they didn't take into account,
yes,
was the proportion of Polos on the roads compared to other vehicles. And so, yes, there are more Polos in fatal accidents in South Africa than other models of car, but I mean that's only because that most of the cars on the road are Polos. And so I went and broke down the numbers myself.
Okay.
Unfortunately, like the report, the RTMC put together like quite a nice amount of data. The RTMC is the Road Traffic Management Corporation. Sorry, I think this was the infringement agency, the RTIA. And, you know, they put together a decent enough report. It's just that the Department of Transport mangled the stats.
Okay.
And so if you break it down, then no surprises. The worst drivers on the roads are Toyota Quantums, which is,
okay,
you know, what most of our taxis, our minibus taxis are. But also, now you have to take into account how many millions of kilometers they drive compared to, like,
fair
a normal
enough
passenger car, right?
Yeah.
And so it's unfair to just kind of go, you know, yeah, they're the most fatal crashes. It's like, yes, but they're the ones on the road the most. So an interesting statistic that I decided to break it down by is, mm-hmm, the number of speeding tickets that gets issued. So rather than fatal crashes, let's see who speeds the most. Because I think, and there's a lot of people who disagree with me, and that's fine. Reasonable people can disagree reasonably. But speeding is a good indicator of dangerous driving. And there, once again, no surprises, Toyota Quantums win by a lot, by far the most speeding tickets against them. And second place is not the VW Polo. In fact, the VW Polo only comes like seventh if you rank this by speeding tickets per vehicles on road. Second place is also, nobody should be surprised by this, BMW 3 Series drivers.
No way. Well, kind of why am I not surprised, really?
So yes, that started a small war on the forum, as you can imagine. But that's the numbers. The numbers don't lie. If you go by per vehicle on road, BMW drivers are the ones who are racking up the most speeding tickets.
Very good stat there, Jan Vermeulen. Thanks for that. Another interesting issue you're going to deal with this afternoon is light bulb efficiency tested, and you say the winner is Clear. Okay, tell us. That's interesting.
Yeah, so what we did was we measured the power that light bulbs use versus the power that they advertise on the packaging. And then we also measured the light intensity that they give off, effectively, the luminous flux that they give off. And then we did like a simple division sum to see, you know, who gives you the most bang for buck. And once again, no surprises here, but it's LED bulbs that do it, and it's not by a small amount. So it was just basically a way to test. What we wanted to test was whether these light bulbs really draw the amount of power that they say on the box.
Yeah.
Right. So you'll buy a light bulb and on the box it says, you know, draws 9 watts or 7 watts or whatever the case might be, and we wanted to see whether they're lying or not. And you know, they don't. By and large, they do what they say on the tin. And then we also wanted to see if they deliver on the promise of, you know, the amount of light intensity that they give off. You know, when they say this thing gives as much brightness as an, you know, 40 watt incandescent bulb or whatever the case might be. And so we measured that, and it came out pretty close as well. And so bottom line is, if you're looking for the most efficient way to light your house nowadays, it is no longer the CFL, the compact fluorescent light bulb that Eskom had us move over to a couple of years ago. It's the LED. If you can switch your home over to LEDs, it'll be far more efficient, save the environment and all that stuff. Plus, by the way, I reported on this last year, there's talks that eventually basically, our regulators want to make everything that doesn't have the efficiency of an LED bulb to basically make it illegal. And so it might not, if those regulations go through, it might not even be possible to get a CFL or a normal incandescent light bulb on the market for normal home illumination. Obviously, there will still be globes on sale for heating and stuff, entirely different kettle of fish, but for just normal lighting. We might be looking at a future in South Africa where we're forced to buy LED because that's the only thing that we'll be allowed to buy.
Interesting stuff. Jan van Meulen, we're out of time. We're going to leave it there. Thank you for that stat on BMW drivers. Really interesting that was, specifically for me. Enjoyed that thoroughly.